In scriptures, the human body is often referred to as the temple of God. Yet, it is quite an uncommon privilege for any soul to attain this sacred abode that houses the divine, as it is truly a blessing to be reborn as a human being. On several occasions, Supreme Master Ching Hai has spoken about the rarity of this phenomenon.
To be reincarnate in the human world is hard. You have to have enough human quality. You have to have affinity with the parents, yeah? And with the society, with the people around which you were born. And very difficult. To be a human, you need some merit. You have done something good in the past in order to be able, yeah? To be able to pick a human birth.
As a living temple of God, the human body is fully equipped with miraculous wonders that can be awakened in those who are spiritually conscious and have complete faith in the Creator of all life. Inedia, Latin for fasting, is the human ability to live without food. Since time immemorial, there have always been individuals who can sustain themselves on prana, or the vital life force. Through the grace of providence, inediates, people who follow a food-free lifestyle, can draw the energy from nature to nourish themselves.
They live on the chi, from the ground, or from the forest, and from the sun, and from the air. They make use of all that. Or they live on love, on faith alone.
These individuals are known as breatharians, pranarians or inediates, solarians or watarians, and they come from all walks of life, from different cultures and all corners of the world. Indeed, the possibilities and miracles in this life, as our benevolent Creator has designed for us, are endless. We only need to connect within to recognize our abounding largess as God's children. Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly recommended a weekly series on Supreme Master Television to introduce those individuals of the past and present who have chosen to live food-free on earth. May their spiritual stories enthrall you. May hearts be opened and horizons be expanded. We now invite you to join us for part one of our four-part program entitled Elitom Ben Israel, Breatharianism for a Working Person, on Between Master and Disciples.
This program discusses the possibility of breatharianism, or living without eating food, and is not a full instruction. For your safety, please do not attempt to cease eating without proper expert guidance.
Hello, happy viewers. Thank you for joining us as we return once again to Ohio, USA, to speak with Elitom Ben Israel, who will give us a little more insight into the first days of his lifestyle as a breatharian.
For starters, I want to change the name of breatharianism. I'm going to change it to food alchemy so people can have a better understanding what we're talking about. This is a science, so you're actually dealing with the alchemy of foods. We're at a level where food alchemy have upgraded itself, where people understand that they can live a full life without never touching meat nor touching an animal byproduct. Food alchemy does not end there, just like technology and science. So that's why we want people to understand that this is a science. It has also upgraded itself again that people are just living off of fruit, and people are going on to the levels of living off of prana, but it's still on the basis of food alchemy, because the bottom line, the reason why people eat is because you're looking for energy. And the body can run off of other sources of energy, and this is why we named it food alchemy.
It was mentioned to me about the 21-day process. Now, could you explain to us what that is?
The 21-day process is basically a cycle that the human being can stop eating and stop drinking for 21 days, and that is designed to get the body into a new type of cycle. It usually takes 3 weeks for the taste buds in the body, for instance, to change, because cooked foods, meats, and stuff like that is very addictive. However, to stop eating and drinking completely will put the body into another type of cycle, because the body is now forced, in order to live, to detoxify itself, but at the same time, simultaneously, heal itself, and also to start grabbing energies from other sources. After the 21 days, however, now it depends on a person's lifestyle, where they at. Depending on your lifestyle, some people have the ability, if they was already meditating, already on higher level diets, to continue to go on without food or drinks. However, some people, that might be the opportunity to upgrade to a higher level because the taste buds have changed, and depending on your job in life, how strenuous it is, the people around you, it all determines. That's why you got to use the higher consciousness that's inside you to start dictating on where you need to go from there and how long you need to be there before you can upgrade an inch further. Because this is very dangerous if you don't know what you're doing. The body is intelligent enough to know when to let toxicity out of the liver, out of the kidneys. But you don't want to overdo it, overrush it. Just take your time, because you got all day in creation to go ahead and start working on yourself. When I talk about food alchemy, it's basically a prolonged meditation. The more you focus on your body, the more energy come into it. But when your body is saturated with toxins and stuff like that, there's certain places your mind is not in your body, because it hurts too much because of the pain that's taking place, even if you consciously don't feel it.
How did he cope with his daily life while attempting to go through the 21-day process to become food-free? For Ellie Tom, a breatharian lifestyle begins with fasting.
How do we get from point A to point B? Take us through the simple steps from the beginning. Us who base on 3 meals a day, breathing the regular air, depending on regular food. So please take us on your journey from day one, the discomfort, all the things that you're going through your mind.
Now the journey, and this depends on where a person's at, but I'm going to show you the levels that I took. I like the levels of dealing with different diet changes, lightening them up, and also incorporating fasting into your life. Because I remember when I started fasting once a week, during that 24-hour time period, we couldn't wait till it was over, because we want to eat that meal to break the fast. Now keep in mind that the word breakfast is two words. It means breaking your fast. So every morning when you wake up, you have just broken your fast when you eat breakfast. So everybody's on a cycle of being a breatharian already. And you already live a life of fasting. It's just that some people discipline themselves to take it to a wider level than others. As soon as you stop drinking or putting anything in your body automatically goes into a cycle of healing itself. If you're standing listening to this broadcast not eating, your body's in a cycle of healing itself until you put something in it. So, going back to this cycle of going to point A to point B, over a period of time when I was fasting, it got to the point where we forgot when the 24 hours was over. Because we've been fasting, the body got into that cycle, got so used to it. So now that was a level to take it even further. You can go 2 days. You could go 3 days. Some people choose to eat once a week. Now, depending on where you at consciously, that depends on how much time this is going to take. Now, keep in mind, being in a Western culture, this is a culture of instant gratification. People want stuff to happen real fast. This is not what we're talking about. In the East, you might just learn, especially in ancient times, it might take 2 years just to learn how to stand in a certain position to get the energy flowing in your body before you even get into learning the martial art itself. And they understood that it took a lifetime to master that. So dealing with the food alchemy levels that we're talking about, this is not no game where you just think you're going to jump in here and jump out and you've been eating all your life, aches and pains all over the body, on medication. You got to think about what you're up against. However, it will happen when you put your body into this cycle, because there's even more fruits than what we're talking about right now that the human being can evolve to. We're just on that level to bring it forth to where we're at right now in our research and to where you can take it.
When Ali Tom decided to become a breatharian, notwithstanding his busy schedule of working and taking care of his family, he had to adapt according to his environment in order to wean off his need for physical food.
You've also mentioned that you were pretty much normal. You didn't do a retreat or anything. What do you mean by normal? Can you elaborate more on that?
Well, normal just mean that I was living a standard of this society. Eating 3 meals a day, having a job every day, taking care of the family. So you're basically just doing normal things compared to doing something, going to the levels of living more off of prana. So to go into those levels, yes, I wish I could have went to a retreat. But like I said, having a job, got to keep a roof over your head and stuff like this, how am I going to go into this doing these everyday things that this society requires for you to be into it? So I had to think of a new way, and it took deep thought. So that's when I started creating another level to making diet changes. You know, I went from the veganism to the live and raw foods to the juicing, taking those levels, still doing my duties and work. And even on those levels, there's healing crises. There's times where you'd be tired, just still eating, going to those levels till the body get used to it. But when I seen when the body started getting used to it, that it can keep going, then you just go further and further and further.
Join us again next Sunday when we continue with Eli Tom Ben Israel, Breatharianism for a Working Person, on Between Master and Disciples. Hardworking viewers, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Good People, Good Works, coming up next after Noteworthy News. Wishing you much light and laughter in every moment.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.